Shannon, you just got back from the march in Oaxaca City in support of the missing students. Who was there and what was it like?
The main participants of today's march were relatives and classmates of the missing students. These are family members and students from the Ayotzinapa Teachers College who left the college on Friday in order to branch out into different caravans across the country. There's one that went south, and just before coming here, they were in Chiapas. Now, today, it was a really huge march for a Monday. There were students from other normales, which are these teachers' colleges that are here in Oaxaca. There were a bunch of members of the teachers' union, activists, and just regular everyday people who were supporting from the sidelines. Many people just made their own homemade signs and waited along the march route. And really just came out to express their support for not just these missing students and their families, but also to express their frustration and discontent with the state of human rights in this country today.
In addition to the caravan that arrived today in Oaxaca City, there are two other groups who are caravanning, consisting of relatives and classmates of the missing students. Where are they heading, and what do they intend to accomplish along the way?
Well, one headed north to the state of Chihuahua, which borders Texas, and they will be working their way down, visiting spots along the way in Durango and Zacatecas. And, you know, this is a part of northern Mexico, which has been heavily affected by drug war violence, and there's also a lot of cases of missing people in that area. Another group is going to be going around the state of Guerrero, which has really turned into the epicenter of this movement that has come out of this tragedy of the 43 missing students. And I saw that one group is also going to be going to Atenco, which is a town outside of Mexico City, which has really been a center of resistance to what's known here as neoliberal policies. You know, it's like extreme free market capitalism. And this southern caravan that came through Oaxaca City today just came from Chiapas. And while they were in Chiapas, they met with the central command of the Zapatista Liberation Army, which is, I think many listeners know, a reference point for indigenous resistance in Mexico.
Shannon, in this context, there was also an incident on the campus of Mexico's National University over the weekend. What happened there?
On Saturday, an unmarked police car or an unmarked car containing police went into the National University's campus and parked and started taking photographs of an area where a bunch of activists were gathered. It's an auditorium that's been an activist-occupied facility since this huge strike in UNAM more than 10 years ago. Now, this made some people nervous, and they confronted the police, and one of the police pulled out a gun, and a history student was shot with received a bullet wound. And they had abandoned the car that they came in. Some hailed a cab, and the one who pulled out his gun fled on foot. And inside of the car, they found an identification of a secretary of Mexico City's Police Investigative Agency. And later, that same investigative agency confirmed that one of their police was involved in an officer-involved shooting on UNAM campus. And it's important to note that UNAM, the national university, the A in UNAM stands for autonomous, which means that on-duty police and military are not supposed to go on to the campus. It's considered a measure to protect academic freedom. So it's certainly raised eyebrows that on-duty police would go on to UNAM campus. The official story is that Mexico City's investigative agency sent an entire team out to investigate the theft of a cell phone, which is hardly credible. it's certainly not the norm for Mexico, where the vast majority of crimes, including heinous crimes like massacres, go unpunished. So the reaction, it created just really a swift reaction, because the students in Mexico have been huge supporters of the Ayotzinapa Teachers College. And so it just really lit a tinderbox. And barricades went up around the National University. And there's now a call for a general strike among all of the Mexico City based major universities, at the Politecnico, at the UAM, at UNAM. I mean, all of the big universities in Mexico City are contemplating a student strike on November 20th, which is the day that the three caravans will converge on Mexico City.
FSRN's Shannon Young talking with us from Oaxaca, Mexico. I'm Nell Abram.